This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Stress and suicide prevention in agriculture is a fast-growing problem and field of research. Director of the WSU Extension Office in Skagit County, Don McMorrin, says suicides in farming is a serious matter, and 2022 could be a problematic year.
We don't have all the data in front of us, especially with a new variant on the way. We don't know what that's going to do, so just kind of wait and see. But at least we're prepared from our side, having the information available, making sure that crisis lines are being made available to individuals. So if they get to that crisis point, that they can pick up the phone and call.
McMorrin urges everyone to be looking for the signs.
If you see a farm starting to decline, or just in a really horrible, rotten mood, or the big one that I've been told is when they start giving away their material possessions, those are really important signs to be looking for, and hopefully your listeners will see those signs and pick up the phone and call.
McMorrin says to learn more, go to farmstress.us.
There's a small grants opportunity, so if any of your listeners are interested in learning more about farm stress and suicide prevention, they can fill out a 2-page grant application, send that in, and chances pretty high right now they could get funded.
The Western Regional Agricultural Stress Assistance Program is offering grants of up to $10,000.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.